June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Maybe the best player the Cowboys acquired this offseason wasn't George Pickens. At least if Brian Broaddus is to be believed about yesterday's practice. We'll talk about that here in a sec in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by DNM Leasing. You can check them out at dmautoleasing.com. It was an offensive day for the most part out of practice yesterday. Cowboys with their second minicamp practice. They are going to practice again today, which is a little unusual for them. In past years, Mike McCarthy had always given the third day off of minicamp.
I think Vrabel just gave them off in New England.
It's a common thing coaches will do. Like, a lot of coaches will say, we need to maximize our time, let's do that. Other coaches will say, let's do it as a morale boost, give the guys a day early. A lot of times when it's a first year system, though, or a first year head coach, they're definitely going to take the third day because it's like, we need as much time as we can with what we're doing. So they are going to practice today. And one guy who is looking to build on a really strong practice, and a guy who's gotten a lot of praise, and Broaddus was talking about this yesterday. I heard him. I texted Zach and Eric a couple things, like a couple notes, like, I bet you these are going to be a couple of things you're going to hear from Broaddus in there. Because I know when Brian watches a game.
Was he giddy being out there and being late to G-Bag?
He looked like, I should have taken a picture of it. When I walked into the lobby and he had his backpack on, he looked like first day of school kid, just like giddy. And he was just like, so do they get
all about the tuna?
Do are we in the right place? Do they come get us here? Because nobody's around here yet. Like, he's like, no, not everybody was going to get here 15 minutes early like you, Brian. We're all here. But it was Brian was super excited to be there, and he was super excited about what he saw from Kyer Elam, who Kyer Elam has had some strong practices out here. Not every day. There have been a couple times where he's been worked over in a practice, or you had the practice last week that we had talked about where George Pickens had beat him deep, but a little bit of air under the ball. So Kyer Elam was able to catch up, knock the pass away. It's good. There was another play where I think Tuesday where people were talking about, oh, he had an interception or he knocked one down. It's like, well, it was also a free play. So like, it was just Dak kind of throwing the ball up because there was a penalty on it. So some of it, when you start tracking the training camp stats, which we'll get into here in just a second from Kyle Shanahan and why he hates that. When you're tracking the training camp or the OTA or the mini camp stats, it's looked good. But the reality is it's actually looked good. This isn't like empty stuff. He's looked better than I was anticipating. And it does give you a little bit of hope for, all right, this was a guy with first-round pedigree from a couple of years ago. This was a guy who everybody in Buffalo was like, we wanted it to work, and he worked so damn hard. It just wasn't clicking here. And so it does give you a little bit of a feel of, like, could it be just a reset for your background or your scenery? Or the other question, is this just kind of what Kyer Elam does? Does he flash in practices like these?
Yeah.
And then when you put the pads on or you're in game time, Is it not the same level?
Schottenheimer was talking about him last week, like leading kind of the GPS stats.
Dude, he is intense at practice. He runs all over the field. He's been tasked a lot with covering CD. Just because a lot of times it's where CD's lining up, he's lining up. It's not like, hey, go take CD, show us what you got, kid. It's not like that. But he's had some really good reps against CD. CD's gotten his, no doubt about it. But he's been really good. He battles. He's tough. He fights. It's all this positive stuff that you've heard about Kyrie Elam. If he can just kind of center it all together, put it all together, you might have a decent starting cornerback on your hands.
I bet you a lot of guys have that one player they just can't, that they just match up well with.
Yeah. I mean, there's certainly guys who stylistically match up well. Or
size, or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, where it could just be like, that may be a really good press man corner who doesn't have a lot of great long speed, but this one receiver who's really good against everybody else, he doesn't like physicality, that causes a problem for him. Like, Josh Norman was getting torched by everybody in the league there for a while, except Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham was the one guy who was like, couldn't do anything against Josh Norman, he'd get in his head and he'd frustrate him. But this is at least positive development there in the secondary with Kyrie Elam. Another positive development in the secondary, we saw Donovan Wilson out of practice for the first time yesterday. So this entire offseason, Donovan Wilson, Sam Williams, they've both been rehabbing with Britt Brown and getting themselves right. They haven't participated at all, never put a helmet on. Yesterday, we got a surprise from three guys putting helmets on, and two of them were injured players. So Donovan Wilson got in line with the safeties, went through some of the drills. Same thing with Sam Williams going down with the defensive line. They just went through the position drills. As soon as team stuff started, they went back inside for treatment, did their thing. But the other surprising aspect that we got was none other than Micah Parsons. Micah, who had observed practice on Tuesday, was watching the drills on Wednesday, and at least looked. It could have been theater. It could have been theater. And Aiden's got some of the photos up on the fan cam where you can see him. He's staring down at the drill, and then you see him just kind of putting the helmet on, pulling it down, and then all of a sudden he's down there and he's in line. It looked like Micah Parsons' competitiveness just got the best of him.
And I wanted to know earlier today whether Micah's agent knew this was going to happen. What was the text message or phone call that he got from David Mulugeta? Mm-hmm. Or did he know that this was planned?
I think
I'd be texting Micah, stay the hell off the field.
I assume he has to know. I that's my assumption.
It looks like and sounds like it was
spur of the moment.
Although Schottenheimer did say before this week, he expected Micah to do some things on the field.
Yeah. And then Micah had, I think Micah had said if his back had loosened up, that's what he was dealing. He's like, my back's kind of tight.
Yeah.
But he said if it loosened up, he was going to get in there. It did not look like he was going in there, though. It looked like, all right, this is the standard thing he's doing. He's got his beanie on. He's not got a helmet. He's standing there just watching. And then he put it on. Here's my question for you. As you've called him before, Micah Doncic, a little bit of theater there, yep, with him. Do you think this was theater at all? Grab my helmet. I'm going in. Or do you think he was probably always getting in there?
I have no idea. I would have probably had to be there to watch him over the past few days. I don't know whether Jerry said something to him in the 30-minute conversation the day before. You know, to spurn it, like, hey,
what's your point?
I want you to really be the leader. Like, just do something to inspire these guys, and then we'll go ahead and get this thing
done.
Don't
tell me what I'm saying.
I have no idea.
He embraced it. It was.
What do you think?
I think.
Was it planned or just spur of the moment?
I think it looked genuine. Like, he wasn't going to get in, at least not right then. Maybe he was going to get on some stuff later, but I don't think he was intending to get in there, and then he saw it, and he was like, give me the helmet. Come on. Let's go. Because I think he was getting a little bit frustrated. I mentioned a second ago, Kyle Shanahan, not a fan of tracking practice stats. This is something that irritates him. This was a quote he gave to like the San Francisco media.
Like your Dak stats yesterday?
That's exactly.
Okay, look, so you're not talking about like quarterback 5 for 7. You're talking about GPS
all,
stuff.
No. Like the quarterback, like, yeah, how many they completed, yeah, for how long, like, literal like NFL statistics,
okay,
in practice. And this is what he said. He said, I'm trying to get them to trust what they do and let it rip. That's all I want in practice, talking about quarterbacks. He says, you go through all these practices and you never throw a pick. You're probably not getting better. I think that's one of the biggest challenges having you guys around. No offense to you guys, but they used to not report people's stats every day and say who's ahead, who's back, who's whatever. You could just practice. And when guys play to practice that way, they don't get better at anything, and especially a quarterback. I mean, it's hard when you get in that stadium and things like that. Not only are you getting it for the hit for the first time, but now all that stuff counts. I get what he's saying.
I love it.
I get what he's saying.
The Jalen Hurts numbers last.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Off season and not throwing an interception for a month.
Yeah, right.
100%. Like Cam Ward. There was the note about Cam Ward throwing 18 straight completions the other day. A lot of that can be checked on, different stuff like that. And I get what you're saying about you don't focus on that. Let guys practice. Let guys work through stuff. Just like spring training.
A lot of the great quarterbacks will tell you, ask Brady, ask Manning, ask Rodgers. They had no problem throwing picks in practice because they knew, first of all, it didn't matter if you get it back. But second of all, it allows you to see what works and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, will this play fool anybody? Oh, no, it won't. You know, or does this work? Does that work? And if it doesn't work, you know not to use it. Or you know to pull it out in, stop it. Very certain situations, you know. Okay, you know what? Can't use it in this against this defense. We might let's try it again against something else. I totally agree. I mean, I'm like, yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah, I don't fault him either. I think Kyle Shanahan's generally right. That you don't tracking practice stats is not always productive. I think when we're looking at how is somebody performing in 7-on-7 and 2-minute drill and things like that, you're not just working on some things. You are trying to execute. There's a competition there of who's better, who's not. I'm not going to track practice stats and like hold that as like here's the entirety of it. But what I am going to say is Jack Sanborn gave up 3 touchdowns yesterday to tight ends in coverage as a linebacker. That seems to me to be kind of relevant. I don't think Jack Sanborn's just working through some stuff, which I know is not what you're saying.
Look at the U.S. Open. We talked about the putting from 150 yards on the first hole. They try it in the practice round. You know, they just see it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Then they'll bury it and they'll go back to their normal way. But if it works, hey, great. And that's I have no problem with tracking the stats, but you use them to it's one data point out of a dozen.
Sean, I'm curious for you, because I know, like, we're obviously, like, I'm on the beat covering it every day. Like, you guys are not, No, I'm just saying, like, the context for how we're working Cowboys coverage can be a little different in the ways it plays out. So I'm saying, for me, I may have a hesitancy of, like, is this productive to tweet, like, a video from training camp or something like that? Like if I see a throw, am I going to be like, nobody's going to have the right context for this and what it means. And it's just going to like be I feel like then I'm maybe stirring up a thing of like, oh, this guy's really struggling or something like that. Yeah. That was the thing with the one-on-ones. McCarthy, I think to his credit, McCarthy didn't want to do. He didn't want to do a lot of one-on-ones in training camp because he felt like corners are going to get, if I got corners with rabbit ears, they're going to get embarrassed out here because of the nature of the drill.
Yeah.
And it's what
was
it?
Was it the Diggs video that blew up a couple years ago? Who was it that got beat?
Diggs was getting worked a little bit in some of the one-on-ones.
Maybe it was a fight or something like that. Maybe it was Diggs. Guyton, we got fooled by Guyton versus Micah.
Mm-hmm.
We got fooled. Now, if George Pickens makes a gymnastics catch, that to me has value.
Translates, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, all right, he's a freak. If Joe Milton throws a missile or throws one 80 yards, it's like, When Joe does it again, I'm like, all right, he's got arm strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the value of it.
It was a pretty bland day, by the way, for Joe Milton since he comes up here. But again, I think they might look at that and say it was a more productive day. Like, we don't have Joe Milton. We know what he can do. We know he can sling the ball around. Sean, like, RJ, you guys are going to have viral videos on Twitter when you park down by the net and Joe Milton's throwing those passes in Oxnard. That's going to get retweeted hundreds of times because it looks really impressive and it's awesome. He was spending a ton of time with Steve Shimko, the quarterback coach, yesterday, talking through things. A lot of it looked like it was more underneath. it looked like the stuff that's boring, quote unquote, to people are probably things that the Cowboys think he really needs to work on and drill down on. But kind of a generic practice from him yesterday. Did have a nice touchdown pass to Jonathan Mingo, though.
What a recap from our Cowboys insider. Other shows in town, brought us for one day, 1 hour. Don't have their full-time hosts also attending practice, Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, and you'll get another full recap tomorrow as they wrap things up in Frisco. Sean and RJ here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Why RJ Choppy is now rooting against Rick Carlisle and Indiana after game 3 last night. That and our final Luke Bryan ticket giveaway of the day after this.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.